Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Roger Craig. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Neal. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Neal steals second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Larker. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Chuck Chern now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball towards center. Snyder settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Snyder. Lawler moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Snyder picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Snyder. Goodman goes all the way around to score. Smith moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Neal. Smith scores. Rivera moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-0, White Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Churn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moon moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-0, White Sox. Clem Labine now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Clem Labine. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Koufax now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Neal moves to second. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Larker. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Staley now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-3 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larker moves to second. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Larker moves to third. Two outs. Carl Furillo pinch hits for Maury Wills. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.